啊，首先小弟再一次的代表教会非常的欢迎今天第一次来参加我们聚会的朋友们。
First, I would like to, on behalf of the church, welcome our friends who are here for the first time.
啊，今天我们来查考一个题目，就是到底有没有神。
Today, our topic for mutual discussion is there a God?
啊，这个题目可以说是人类最古老的问题之一。
And this is one of the most ancient questions human would ask.
自从有人类，就有人问这个问题了。
Since the creation of humans, there already this question that exists.
这个问题也是影响人类最深远的。
And this question has profound impact on the lives of humans.
神这个字呢，在每一个文化、每一个语言里面都有。
The word God exists in all culture and all languages.
啊，神并不一定每一天都会显现给我们看。
It doesn't mean that God will reveal himself to all of us and every day.
但是你去到哪里都会看到有各种各样拜神的人。
But wherever you go, you will see people worshiping God in all different ways.
啊，也会看到很多拜神的地方。
And you also will see many places offer their worship to God.
那么有很多的人他们觉得根本就没有神。
There are also people who believe that there is no God at all.
啊，他们觉得没有神，因为有几个原因。
There are many reasons that they can come up with, for their reason for not believing in God.
啊，第一个原因就是因为神是看不见的，看不见的东西基本上是不存在。
First, the reason is God, cannot be seen, and if there is something that they cannot see, then that something does not exist.
啊，这个就是所谓的唯物论的论调了。
And this is one of the theory of materialism.
一切都是以物质为主。
Everything is based from material.
从前呢，在一个无神论的国家。
In a country where there is they do not believe in God.
Atheist 啊，他们开一个无神论者的大会。
In atheist country, they had a meeting.
大会的时候，他们讨论到底有没有神。
So during this meeting, they discussed whether there was actually God that exists.
首先有一个医生站起来发言。
So there was a doctor. He stood up and he spoke.
他说我行医几十年。
He said that I have practiced some medicine for many years.
帮人家开刀无数次。
And I've opened up people several times.
我帮人家开刀，打开他们的心脏，打开他们的腹腔的时候，从来没有看过神。
And when I opened up and have performed surgery, whether I opened the heart or the body, I couldn't see God.
所以神是不存在的。
So God doesn't exist.
大家听了医生那么有权威的话。
So when they hear this doctor who spoke with so much knowledge and experience,
大家都在鼓掌。
And so everybody will clap their hand and applaud.
啊，另外一个天文学家也站起来发言。
So another astronomer, he stood up and he spoke.
他说，我观察天空的星象那么久。
He said that I've studied the universe for so many years.
看过很外太空很多的星星。
I've seen many constellations in the universe, in the space.
但是在外太空或者是在地球都没有看过有所谓的神。
But I've seen everything in the space, but I still cannot see this thing called God.
大家听到有学历的天文学家这样讲，当然很高兴，又在拍掌。
So when they heard this very knowledgeable astronomer would speak, they all clapped their hand and agreed with him.
啊，第三个是个文学家。
And the next person that stood up and spoke was a writer.
文学家说，我看很多天下各种不同的书。
And he said, I read many books, all kinds of books.
我都得到个结论，就是没有神。
And my conclusion is that there is no God.
大家又在一阵的这个掌声当中。
So after the third speaker has spoken, the rest clapped their hands.
大家以为今天的讨论大会可以结束了。
And they all thought that after this discussion, an end,
可以证明没有神。
They can prove that there is no God.
但是在这个时候，有一个老人家、老妇女站起来要讲话了。
But at this point, there was an older lady. He stood up and he spoke.
他首先问这位医生。
So he first asked his doctor.
请问你开刀那么多次，那么久了。
So she asked his doctor, now you have opened the heart for so many years.
你打开人的身体，你有看到爱这个东西在里面吗？
So when you perform surgery on the heart, when you open the heart, have you seen love?
他说没有。
And his doctor said no.
他就问他说，你爱你太太吗？
And then she asked his doctor, do you love your wife?
他说我当然爱。
He answers, if of course I love my wife.
但是夫人问他说，既然你爱太太，为什么打开你的身体找不到爱呢？
And since you love your wife, but if you were to open your heart, can you find not love?
医生就没有话讲。
Then this doctor was speechless.
这个妇人又问天文学家。
And again, this older lady asked this astronomer.
你用望远镜看天空。
Now use a telescope and look into the universe.
你有看过空气吗？
Have you seen air?
他说：“你这个没有知识的人，空气怎么会看得到
？”And this astronomer says that, you foolish woman, how can you see air?
但是妇人说：“你既然说空气看不到，但是空气有没有存在呢
？”But then this woman will say, since you cannot see air, does air exist?
天文学家又没有话讲。
And then this astronomer was speechless again.
妇人问这个文学家。
Then this woman asked the last speaker, was the writer.
你说你看过很多的书。
You claim that you have read many books.
你有看认真的看过圣经吗
？Have you ever read this book called the Bible?
如果你没有的话
，You have never read this Bible.
难怪你不认识神。
If you've never read this book, no wonder you do not know God.
啊，所以这个故事告诉我们。
So from the stories, it tells us.
很多东西看不见。
There are many things that we cannot see.
确实存在的。
But they exist.
反而是更重要的东西，常常都是看不见。
A lot of times, the most important things are things that we cannot see.
啊，第二种的态度。
The second attitude.
有人说神这回事，信就有，不信就没有。
The second attitude holds that if you believe there is, if you don't, then there isn't.
啊，有信的话，神就在你心里。
If you believe, then of course God is in your heart.
没有信的话，有什么神呢
？If you claim that you do not believe, then what God is there?
但是我们想想看，这种的观念是对的吗
？So let's look into this attitude. Do you think it's correct?
连物质这种东西。
Now, if you talk about things as material,
它的存在是客观的。
We can be objective with its existence.
它不会因为你相信它或是不相信它而改变它的存在。
And it's independent of your belief whether that material thing exists or not.
灵比物质更高层次。
However, things that are spirit is much is higher level.
也不会因为说你相信它，它才存在，不相信就不存在。
It doesn't matter whether you believe or not.
第三种的观念。
The third attitude.
他们说。就像引用孔夫子的话
，and this was a saying that was spoken by the by Confucius.
啊，他说我们人啊，不自生焉自死呢
？Confucius is a Chinese philosopher, and he said that I don't know what's there with living, let alone death.
好，我今天的生命，我明天发生什么事情，我都不知道。
I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我哪里有空想我死后的事情
？What more do I have to worry about what's going to happen when I die？
啊，我现在忙上班。
Now I'm busy with my work.
忙加班。
I'm having overtime.
啊，忙赚钱。
I'm making a living.
赚到钱之后就要忙花钱。
And now after I make all my money, I have to worry about how to spend them.
我哪有空去教会
？Where do I find the time to go worship God?
我以后退休有空再慢慢来吧。
Maybe after when I retire, then I'll find time.
啊，但是我们想想看。
But let us take a minute to ponder.
如果有一些问题啊，今天我们不把它想清楚的话
，If there are some problem that if we don't think about them right now,
可能以后就没有机会了。
Maybe in future they won't have time.
不是每一个人都可以活到退休的时候。
Not everybody can live till old age and die.
可能今天就可能是我们最后的一天。
Maybe today is your last day.
那我们现在就从圣经的角度来看一看。
So today we can look from the perspective of the Bible.
从圣经的角度告诉我们到底有没有神的存在。
From the perspective of the Bible, tell us whether God exists or not.
啊，我们今天来讲三点。
Today we'll talk about three points.
啊，第一点呢，我们可以从天地万物来证明神的存在。
Today we'll look at all the creations of the universe and prove that God exists.
我们请看新约的罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Roman.
罗马书第一章第十九到二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. Roman chapter 1.
罗马书第一章十九到二十节。
Verse 19 to 21.
请你读哦。
Book of Roman chapter 1, verse 19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. Verse 20.For since the creation of the world of God, invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
这里告诉我们啊，神虽然看不见。
Here it tells us that God is invisible.
但是他是存在的。
But he exists.
怎么证明他的存在呢？
How do you prove his existence?
从他的创造，从他的造物。
That is from his creations.
我们可能都有经验，去过艺术馆、博物馆来看。看过展览。
I'm sure that all of you have been to museum or galleries to see exhibits.
我记得我去巴黎的时候参加过很多艺术馆。
Remember when I was in Paris, I went to many museums.
小弟不懂的艺术。
And art galleries. Even myself, I don't know much about art.
去到那边总要看看什么名家的作品。
Of course, when you go to a place like Paris, you must visit the art galleries.
我没有碰过梵谷。
I've never seen a Van Gogh.
也没有看过毕加索。
I've never seen a Picasso.
但是看到他们的作品。
But when I see the artwork,
哇，那么漂亮的画。
Such beautiful painting.
看过罗丹的这个雕塑。
And then when I saw the sculpture by Rodin,
我都知道这个艺术家是存在的。
I know right away there is an artist behind this work.
因为有这个。创作的人才有被创作的那个物件。
Because there is a creator, then there's a result of the creation.
保罗就是跟我们这样讲。
So this is what Paul said to us.
他说神的事情啊有很多。
He says that there are many things about God.
有一些很深奥，你不一定懂。
There are so many things that are so deep, that we may not even know as human.
如果你完全懂的话，你就跟神一样。
If you were to know all the deep things of God, then you'll be like God yourself.
但是神的事情你需要知道的话呢，神已经告诉我们了。
But any things that God needs you to know, God has already revealed to you.
已经显明在我们心里面了。
Has already revealed in your heart.
第二十节啊，这造天地以来，神的永能跟神性是明明可知的。
So it says here in verse 20, since the creation of the world, invisible quality, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
这两个字很重要，他的永能跟神性。
Here it says two qualities, eternal power and divine nature.
永能就是神的能力。
Eternal power pertains to the power of God.
你看一个画家的作品呢，你可以看到他的功力有多少。
When you look at the artwork of an artist, you can see his skills.
你可以看到这个画是初学的呢，还是学了一阵子呢，还是大师的画，看起来都不一样。
You can see whether the skills is that of an amateur or a professional.
啊，还有呢，你看一个画，你可以看到这个画家的个性是怎么样。
And also from his painting, you can right away see the nature of the artist.
今天神的画在哪里？
Today, where is the painting of God?
我们看今天温哥华秋天的黄叶。
Just look at the beautiful autumn leaves in Vancouver.
时间到了。
During the time.
秋天来了。
Of autumn.
那个树叶自然的在变颜色。
You can see the leaves change color.
在它要掉下来结束它的生命之前，还要让我们看最漂亮、最灿烂的颜色。
And before the leaves will fall to the ground and end its life, God will reveal to us this majestic beauty of autumn red.
神的雕塑在哪里呢？
Where is the sculpting quality of God?
我们远看我们温哥华附近的这个漂亮的雪山。
But let's just look at the mountain God has sculpted.
几千几万年在那边没有曾改变过。
Many thousands of years, the mountain stood there still.
我们人已经改变了多少代了。
Man has changed for many generations.
但是大自然还是那么的奇妙。
But the nature remains mysteriously.
有人就是说了，大自然，一切都是自然来的。
Many people will say that this beautiful nature comes just naturally.
但是大自然真的是自然来的吗？
But is it true that the nature just comes naturally?
我们请看诗篇的第十九篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇第十九篇第一节。
Psalms chapter 19.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1-2.
诗篇第十九篇。第一到第二节。
Psalms chapter 19, verse 1, verse 2. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hand. Verse 2. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night is plain knowledge.
第三节。
Verse 3. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Verse 4. Their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world.
圣经说啊，神讲话跟我们人讲话不太一样。
The Bible tells us that the way man God speaks is different from man's speech.
人讲话都要这样有发出声音的，才有办法让对方了解听得懂。
When humans speak, there are sounds, so people can hear the voice.
但是这里告诉我们了，神讲话不一定要有声音呢。
However, here it says that when God speaks, there is no sound, no voice to be heard.
第三节说，无言无语也无声音可听。
Verse 3 says here, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard.
什么说神讲话不用声音呢？
Why does it say that when God speaks, there's no voice to be heard?
原来啊，这里第一节说，你看看诸天就会传说神的荣耀了。
In verse 1, it just says, just look at the glory of God.
你看穹苍就会传扬他的手段。
Just look at the skies, it proclaims the work of his hands.
我们生活在温哥华，冬天啊，最想看到什么？
During the winter time in Vancouver, what would you love to see?
最想就看到太阳。
We would love to see sunshine.
这个是我第一次啊，在温哥华过冬啊。
This is my first time enjoying winter in Vancouver.
已经开始有点受不了了。
Slowly I feel that it's unbearable.
每天下雨。
Because it's starting to rain every day.
我之前住南非约翰尼斯堡，每天都有大太阳。
I remember when I was living in Johannesburg in Africa, there was sunshine every day.
在之前住在卡加利，虽然很冷，但是也是每天也是大太阳。
In Calgary, even though it's also very cold there, sunshine every day.
但是这里啊，是绵绵不绝的下雨。
But here it's different. We have lots of rain every day.
我们最渴慕有一天啊，最想看到太阳给我们照耀。
And during winter time, I'm sure all of you will yearn for sunshine.
感谢主，今天安息日又是布道会，神特别给我们预备这个好天气。
I thank God today is Sabbath day and also evangelistic service that God has prepared us such beautiful weather.
但是我们有没有想过这个我们每天看到的太阳？
Have you thought about this sunshine that we experience every day?
这里说啊，太阳啊，就证明神的存在了。
Here it says that this sunshine has proved the existence of God.
我们知道太阳它离开地球有多远吗？
Do you know the distance of sun away from the earth?
科学家告诉我们啊，太阳离开地球啊，大概有1,500,000公里。
The scientists told us it's about 150 kilometers
million,
from the Earth.
Million
kilometers from Earth.
这个是天文的数目。
This is a number given by the astronomer.
科学家告诉我们。
And the scientists also tell us.
每年的1月3日。
Every year.
1月3号。
On January the 3rd.
太阳离开地球最近。
The distance between the sun and the earth is the closest.
7月4号。
On July the 4th.
就离开地球最远。
The distance is the furthest.
因为地球的轨道啊，围着太阳是椭圆形的，所以这个距离啊，稍微有点不一样，但是大概是1,500,000多万公里。
The track the earth goes around the sun is elliptical. The distance is about 150 million. Kilometers.
所以神设计这个距离啊，刚刚好。
So when God has planned this distance and designed this whole universe, it's just perfect.
为什么九大行星啊，太阳系里面的只有地球有生命呢？
And what is it out of all the 9 planets, only on Earth there's living things?
如果一个星球啊离开太阳太近了，就热死了，没有办法有生命了。
Because any planet that's too close to the sun, no living things can survive.
如果一个星球离开太阳远一点的话，也会冷死，也没有办法有生命。
The same with the planet that's too far away from the sun, it will be too cold for any living things to survive.
但是神创造这个地球。
However, when God has created this earth,
这个距离刚刚的好。
The distance from the sun is perfect.
让人类还有其他的动物可以在这里生存。
It's perfect for human condition to live.
这个不是很奇妙吗？
Don't you think this is miraculous?
但是我们有时候觉得大自然这太自然了，已经把它自然过去了，就没有在想了。
Sometimes we think that everything just happens so naturally that we don't really pay attention to God's mysterious creations.
人都会觉得说这个自然而来的。
Most people will say that, well, all these things just happen naturally.
我们知道有一个非常伟大的科学家叫做牛顿。
We all heard about this very famous scientist, Newton.
他是发现万有引力的定律的这位大科学家。
Isaac Newton has discovered the theory of gravity.
虽然他很有科学头脑。
Although he's very brilliant scientist.
但是他也是相信有神。
He also believed in existence of God.
但他的同事呢就不相信了。
However, his co-worker, they did not believe in God.
有一天呢，他的同事来探望牛顿。
One day, his friend came to see Newton.
看到牛顿的家里有一个太阳系九大行星的模型。
And when they came to Newton's house, they saw this model of this universe with Earth and all the nine planets.
太阳在中间。
And they saw this model has the Earth that's in the middle.
9个小星球的圆圈围着这个太阳。
And surrounding this Earth, the sun, there are nine planets.
只要把那个基板一拉起来，他们都开始在转了。
And they just need to turn on switch, then they will all start to move.
哇，这位科学家的朋友看到这个模型就很高兴。
So when the friends of Isaac Newton saw this model, they were all very amazed.
哇，他说这个那么伟大的杰作是谁做的？
They said, "Whoa, this is such beautiful creation. Who created this?"
牛顿跟他讲，这个是自然有的。
And Newton said that, no, it just happened naturally.
科学家朋友说，开玩笑，怎么可能自然有的？
However, his friends were not convinced. They said, how can it just happen naturally?
赶快告诉我是谁的杰作吧。
Please tell us who created this whole universe.
牛顿跟他讲。
Then Newton said to them,
朋友，那么简单的模型，你都知道有人在创作。
And he said to his friends, my friend, such simple model, you already claimed that somebody created it.
更何况是这么伟大的宇宙万物呢？
What more is this beautiful, perfect creation?
我们知道地球啊，如果环绕的太阳啊，绕一圈的话，这是我们所谓的一年啊。
And we know that this Earth would go around, revolve around the moon, the sun for 1 year.
那科学家告诉我们呢，每一年呢绕一圈的话，这是365天。
And the scientists would tell us that the Earth would take 365 days to go around the sun.
其实不是365天而已，后面还有，就是5小时48分46秒，这个数目就不用记了，没关系。
And it's actually more than 365 days.
所以每年就是那么准确的这个数目字。
But it is so accurate that we see.
谁在控制呢？
That God is in control.
我们请看新约的希伯来书。
Let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Hebrew.
新约的希伯来书第一章。
Hebrew chapter 1.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3, book of Hebrews. Chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophet at many times and in various ways. Verse 2, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. Verse 3, the Son is the radiance of God's glory, an exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification of sin, he sat down at the right hand of his majesty in heaven.
这里告诉我们，神是在起初的时候就创造天地万物。
Here it tells us that God has created this universe in the beginning.
但是我们知道，要创造一件东西，是不难，但是要维持它就不容易。
We know that it's not hard to create something, but it's hard to maintain the thing that's being created.
像一个房子，你要盖起来是很困难，但是你要维修它。 让它不要变质的话，也是很困难的，花很多钱的。
As hard as it to build a house, it's even harder to maintain the house because you need to spend a lot of money and time.
神不单只创造这个世界。
God just not created this universe.
圣经还告诉我们，神用他的全能的命令托住万有。
Here it tells us that God has, with his wisdom, maintained all the things that he has created.
我们知道牛顿他发现了万有引力的这个定律。
We know that Newton has discovered this law of gravity.
就是说在地球所有的东西都有一个力量，就是互相有引力。
Which means that everything on this earth, there's this gravity that
这个定律决定所有星球的运行。
And this will determine the movement of all the universe.
但是我们有没有想过这个引力哪里来的呢？
Have we thought about where this gravity comes from?
科学家就没有办法解释了。
There is no answer from the scientists even.
今天有时候我们看我们温哥华的交通。
Today, just look at the traffic in Vancouver.
只有哪一天下雨。
Whenever it rains.
哪一天哪一个地方有交通意外。
Whenever there's an accident on rainy days.
整个交通就已经瘫痪起来了。
Then we'll see that there will be a major traffic jam.
那么简单的道理。
Just such simple knowledge.
整个宇宙太空的交通不是比我们温哥华还复杂吗？
The same with all this traffic in the universe. Don't you think it's more complex than the traffic in Vancouver?
我们的交通部在温哥华有多少盏交通灯呢？
So many traffic lights just to maintain traffic in Vancouver.
才有办法维持这个交通稍微正常的运行。
Then we can maintain order in traffic every day.
有时候我们人不听话，所以还是会交通意外。
But if there's accident, there'll still be chaos in the traffic.
那么太空的交通灯在哪里呢？
How about in the universe, where's this traffic light?
神你把它控制好了。
But God is the one who is controlling
traffic. 所以一切看起来很自然的，其实最不自然的东西。
So if you look at the universe, it seems that it's very natural, but actually it's not at all simple.
科学家只是发现神创造的一些定律而已。
The scientists are the one who has created, who has discovered the principle behind God's creations.
当某一个科学家找到一个定律发表的话，这可以拿诺贝尔奖了。
But so the moment when the scientist has discovered a certain principle, it's time for him to receive the Nobel Prize.
但是这个定律是谁给他 program 进去的呢？
Now who programmed this principle?
我们倒是没有想这个问题。
We have never pondered upon this.
所以有一个故事是这样讲。
There was a story that goes.
有一个无神论者。
There was an atheist.
他要爬山。
He was climbing a mountain.
在山脚底下。
So on the foot of the mountain.
他写三个字。
He wrote three words.
他说没有神。
There is no God.
哪里有神呢？
Where is God?
然后他就去爬山了。
So then he started his mountain climbing.
越爬山。
The more he climbed the mountain.
那个高度越高。
When the elevation increases.
看到的地方越远。
The more he can see.
看到最高点。
And when he reached the top.
看到云海。
He saw the clouds.
看到太阳。
He saw the sun.
看到月亮。
He saw the moon.
看到很多很多的星星。
He saw lots of stars.
看到下山的时候。
When he went down the mountain,
看到各种各样的动物、植物。
He saw many plants and animals.
他重新思考。
Then he started to ponder.
他回到他起步的时候所写的那块大石头三个字。
Back to the spot where he wrote that three letters, there is no God.
他再想一想。
Then he started to think again.
我要改一改。
He should change the three words.
他加了几个字。
And so he added more words.
他在前面加说，愚顽人心里说。没有神啊。
Before the words that he has written before, foolish men in their heart will say, "There is no God."
神还是有的，只是我之前不认识他而已。
There is God, but before he climbed the mountain, he didn't know God.
第二点。
Second point.
我们可以从信仰的体验来证明有神。
We can experience God from our faith.
因为有人说啊，神信就有，不信就没有。
Because some people claim that as long as believe, there is God, then there is.
但是真的是这样子吗？
Is it truly like this?
科学家不可以随便发表他们的研究的。
Scientists, they can't just go up and speak whatever they like.
每一个理论背后都要有实验来证明。
Every principle must come from experiment.
都有它的数学推算，还有在 lab 里面呢，在实验室里面证明出来。
And all their research, must be proven from the lab.
信仰也是一样。
The same with your belief.
信仰是有一套道理在里面。
Of course, all beliefs come from a set of doctrine.
但是道理需要有信仰的体验来给证明。
And all this truth must come from an experience of your faith to prove.
我们请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to the book of John.
First John.
Sorry, First John.
第一章第一节到第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 2. That which from the beginning which we have heard,We would have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched. This is we proclaim concerning the word of life. Verse 2, the life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was the Father, has appeared to us.
这里是约翰长老他写信给教会所讲的话。
This is a letter written by the elder John.
他怎么来形容基督教的道理呢？
How did he describe the teaching of Christianity?
他用四个字。
He used four words.
这是生命之道。
The words of life.
这个世界有很多不同的道理。
There are many words in this world.
不同的时代有不同时代的人讲的道理。
There are many teaching in every period of times.
不同哲学家有不同的哲学道理。
And the same with many philosophers. There are all different words by the philosophers.
但是圣经的道理跟其他哲学家的道理怎么不一样呢？
However, what's different from the word of life, from the Bible, from that of the philosophers?
圣经的道理是生命之道。
The words from the Bible is the word of life.
什么叫生命之道呢？
What is this word of life?
生命之道就是会给我们一个属灵的生命。
This word of life will give us life, a spiritual life.
还有生命之道呢，会改变我们现有的生命。
And this word of life will transform our present life.
今天我们人类忙碌的只是为了生活而已。
Today, as we're busy in our life, we just work hard on making money.
For daily living,
For daily living.
我们请要注意，生活跟生命是不一样的。
We must know that living is different from life.
生活是为了 要怎么样要来找到饭吃。
Making a living is find a way to survive.
好，这个一天过一天都是这样。
And so we live every day making a living.
但是生命呢，就是来探求为什么要活着。
However, life is different. Is to investigate why we live.
还有活着要做什么
？And what do we do when we live?
我们从哪里来
？Where do we come from?
所以神的道理，圣经基督教的道理，就是生命之道。
So the teaching of the Bible with the words of God is the word of life.
那么这个生命之道有三个特性。
There are three characteristics of this word of life.
第一啊
，First，
约翰说这个生命之道是我们听过的。
John here says the first quality of the words of life is that we have heard it.
怎么样听过呢
？How did you hear it?
原来神呢，虽然他高高在天上
，Even God is very high up above.
但是在2000年之前，他亲自的道成为肉身
，But 2000 years ago, he came in this world in flesh.
成为人的样子
，He came in the nature of man in the image of man.
主耶稣
，And he's called Lord Jesus.
啊，他到处去讲道
，And he went everywhere to preach.
把这个福音讲出来。
He spread the gospel of life.
大家听了
，So when people heard him,
觉得很有意思
they find very interesting.
啊，所以今天我们也是一样
，The same with us today.
神是看不见的
，That even God cannot be seen.
但是我们怎么样来跟他刚开始有这个接触呢
？How do we have any connection with God?
第一就是我们要听
，First that we must hear.
我们在这边没有电视可以看
，We must listen.
但是我们有道理可以听
，Even there's no TV here, but we can hear the words.
但是听还是不够的
，But just listening is not enough.
这里说啊，我们也。有看见过的
Here also says that we have seen it.
还亲眼的看见过
We have seen it with our eyes.
什么叫看见过呢
What does it mean that we have seen it?
因为主耶稣啊在世上的时候，他行了很多神迹奇事
Because in this world, our Lord Jesus has performed many miracles.
有人生病了
When people were sick,
医生没有办法医好
Even the physician cannot cure this person.
但是主耶稣可以医好
But God could heal this person.
有人生来就不会走路了
Some people was born paralyzed.
主耶稣让他走路
And cannot walk.
有人已经死掉了
Some people has died, but
主耶稣亲自的叫他叫你起来走路
God has the Lord Jesus has asked this person to walk and the person to raise from the dead.
这些东西啊，都是科学家、医生没有办法做的。
And all this defy any comprehensions by scientists or doctors.
你亲眼看见，你就会相信。
Only when you see with your eyes, you can believe.
啊，我们在东部啊，有一位啊，我这一次去东部的时候，遇到一位啊弟兄。
This time when I went to the east side, I met a brother.
啊，他以前在台湾呢、啊，是啊非常大的医院呢、啊、的脑科的教授。
In Taiwan, he used to be a professor in neurology.
是最有学识的人之一啊。
And he was a very learned man.
啊，科学家。
He's also a scientist.
对他来说。以前呢，神根本不存在了。
In the past, he just believed that there's no God.
但是他告诉我，他为什么会信耶稣呢
？Then do you know why he believed in God?
因为他看到个很大的见证。
Because he saw a very great testimony.
有一个信徒
，That was a member.
住在一个医院里面。
He lived in a hospital.
刚好他的女儿也在住院。
He was hospitalized. The daughter of this member was also hospitalized.、
啊就有看到这位信徒在住院的时候
，So when this member was hospitalized，
得了癌症的末期
，And he was at a terminal stage of his cancer。
啊，这位信徒还向他传福音
，And he was still preaching to this doctor。
这个本来医生断定说这个是没有办法医治的
，The doctor said to him that there's no cure for his cancer，
是一定死的
，He definitely will die。
结果神给他活过来
，However， God allowed him to be alive。
所以他看到哇，别人那么大的见证。
So he saw such amazing testimony.
他说：“你告诉我神不存在的话，我没有办法接受。”
And so he said that if God doesn't exist, I cannot accept this.
所以这个我们可以亲眼看见了。
So we can see this.
但是呢，最重要呢，还是亲手摸过。
But what's more important is that our hands have touched it.
你可能看到别人很多体验。
Maybe you have seen the experience of other people.
这是别人的事情啊。
Those are the business of other people.
你自己有没有摸过呢
？Have you touched God?
主耶稣复活的时候
，When Jesus resurrected.
刚开始很多人不相信。
A lot of people in the beginning they did not believe.
连门徒都不相信。
Even the believers they did not believe.
主耶稣显现给门徒看。
So when the Lord Jesus appeared to before his disciple.
来，你来摸我的钉痕看看吧。
And asked the disciple, "Come, touch my hand."
我不是鬼魂。
My hand that was pierced. I'm not spirit.
啊，我是真正的，我是活在你面前的。
I am truly alive before you.
啊，所以在这个时候，门徒就相信了。
So during the time, at that time, the disciple believed.
因为他们有真正的体验。
Because they have touched him.
好，去法国的时候认识一位弟兄。
When I was in France, I came to know of a brother.
啊，他是位白人。
He was a white man.
啊，我问他你以前是怎么信耶稣的
？I asked him how did you come to believe in Jesus.
他说信耶稣也很奇妙。
He says that was very miraculous how I came.
他以前呢、啊？觉得宗教这回事啊，非常的不好。
In the past, he used to think badly of religion.
因为这个宗教啊，常常人类因为宗教打仗。
Because religion gives bad reputation of as many war that starts from.
所以他告诉自己啊，什么教都不要信。
A religious rivalry. So he told himself that he doesn't want to believe.
但是他有位很好的朋友。
But he had a good friend.
啊，是本会的信徒。
And his friends was members of this church.
那么这位朋友邀请他去教会。
So this member invited him to come to the church.
他想说好吧，朋友叫就去听听看。
So he said, well, since my good friends, I must well come to church and then listen.
啊，但是听完道理。
So after when he listened to the sermon,
就跪下来祷告了。
He knelt down and prayed.
祷告的时候他觉得很奇怪。
And when he knelt down and prayed, he felt very strange.
为什么别人祷告啊？这个讲话都听不清楚，这讲灵言讲那个舌头卷动的声音呢、啊、
？He says, how come people when they knelt down and prayed, they are praying in tongue?
他有点不自然，不自然。
He felt that it was very unnatural.
啊，但是呢，突然间他在闭着眼睛祷告的时候，他看到一道光。
And suddenly, when he closed his eyes, when he prayed, he saw a bright light.
哎，那么他就张开眼睛看看。
So he opened his eyes.
哎，看看会堂也没有特别的什么射灯啊。
He says that there's no special lighting in the church.
啊，可能是他的幻觉而已吧。
So he thought that it was only an illusion.
啊，闭着眼睛再
祷。So he closed his eyes again and
prayed. 又看到一道光。
Again, he saw this very bright light.
啊，他又打开眼睛看看。
So he opened his eyes to check.
会堂又没有东西啊。
There's nothing in this church.
再来一次。
So he prayed the third time.
还是这样。
So he closed his eyes.
去完会的时候。
Again, there was this bright light.
到处在会堂看看哦。
So after this, the prayer, he went around and looked.
是不是你们会堂撞了什么秘密的装置啊？来影响我的脑电波啊？
He was like wondering, was there a special thing that they have equipped the church with that will cause him to see this strange light.
啊，传道就跟他解释了。
So then this preacher explained to him.
啊，不是有什么奇怪的东西。
He said it's not something that's strange that you've seen.
而是你看到异象。
But because you have seen this special vision.
啊，信的人会得圣灵。
Those people who believe will receive the Holy Spirit.
就是一个体验。
That's an experience.
啊，这个体验每一个人都可以得到。
This experience, everybody can receive.
今天主耶稣不一定会每天在我们面前呢显现给我们看。
Today, our Lord Jesus may not appear himself before you every day.
但是透过得了圣灵。
But through the experience of the Holy Spirit.
我们就可以知道神真的是存在的。
You will know that God truly exists.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
十七章
Chapter 17
使徒行传的第十七章
Acts chapter 17
二十六节
Verse 26 From one man he made every nation of the men, and they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them, and the exact places where they should live.
二十七节
Verse 27 God did this so that men would seek him, and perhaps reach out for him, and find him.Though he is not far from each one of us.
啊，这里啊，保罗啊，起来讲一篇道理。
Here, Apostle Paul, he stood up and spoke.
他去雅典，就是今天的希腊的首都。
So he went to Athens, which is the capital of Greece today.
那边的人很会拜神。
There are many people there who are worshipper of God.
就是我们知道啊，希腊有很多神话，就是这样来的。
And we know that there are many mythologies that came from Greece.
他们拜神怕拜少了一个。
There are many Greek mythology, and from those mythology, you know that they are so afraid that they did not pray to God that they don't know.
他怕漏掉不好意思，所以另外作为专神像写的卫士之神。
They do not want to miss any god, so they put one god that they call it the god the unknown god.
啊，但保罗就告诉他们了。
So Apostle Paul said to them,
真正的神并不是。偶像用金银财宝雕刻出来的。
He said to them, "Say the true God is not one that you sculpt with your hands."
真正的神呢、啊、是创造人的神。
Rather, the true God is one that has created this universe.
啊，第二十六节说，神从一本造出万族的人。
Here in verse 26, here it says that God created one man and He made every nation of men.
这是圣经讲的道理。
This is from the Bible.
以前的人呢，都会觉得说啊，这个很不科学。
In the past, people think that this is not science.
啊，他们觉得说啊，人是进化的，用猴子变过来的。
He said that man is a process of evolution from the apes.
但是其实圣经所讲的话最准确。
But truly, whatever is from the Bible is the most accurate.
科学并不是反对信仰。
Scientists have never defined belief.
科学跟信仰是不同层次的。
Rather, science is a different level of that from faith.
但是科学呢，不断的会发现一些道理啊，慢慢会跟圣经来合一。
But rather, science will come up with many theory or principle that will coincide with the belief.
这里说啊，神从一本一个人啊，一本就是一个人，不是一本书啊。
Here,
一个人造出万族的。
From verse 26, it says that one man he made every nation's man.
前几年呢，在国家地理频道啊，有一个 program.
There was a program once from this program Nature.
National Geographic.
National Geographic.
他们做了有一班的科学家做了个研究。
They make a studies.
现在地球上有65亿的人口。
Today there are 6.5 billion of people on this world.
人的样子文化好像差很多。
We know that all humans are very different.
但是呢，从 DNA 的角度来看呢，他们得到个结论。
But from the conclusion of a DNA study,
人真的是一个共同的祖先呢。
That we all share in one common ancestor.
当然，科学家不会说那个都是亚当，那个都是夏娃，他们不会这样讲。只是说他们真的是证明有一个共同的祖先的 DNA 的源头。
However, the scientists were not then concluded that one ancestor is Adam and Eve, but they said that's just one common ancestor.
另外一个方面可以证明。
From another perspective that can prove.
今年的七月，在一本科学杂志啊，叫做《自然》杂志里面有一个这个研究的报告。
In this year, July, there was a
Nation.
There was a report Nature. From this magazine, Nature.
有好几个科学家。
There are many scientists.
有几个是统计学家。
That came together for this research. There's one scientist is a statistician.
有几个是这个电脑的科学家。
And one computer scientist.
他们用了一台超级电脑。
So they use a very powerful computer.
要模拟啊一个人口啊增长还有移民这个动态。
And so they created a program that will design a module for to study the movement and migrations of human.
因为这个过程是很复杂的。
Of course, the process is very complicated.
会用到很多很深的数学跟统计学的定理。
They will go down very deep into all the studies of math.
他们写了一个软体啊，写了一个程式啊，来研究。
They create this program for the studies.
他们得到个结论。
And so they came to a conclusion.
他们得到个结论就是说，人类真的是有一位共同的祖先。
And the conclusion is that truly human has one common ancestor.
而这位祖先呢，大概就是出现离开现在5000到7000年左右。
And this ancestor actually appeared about 5000 to 7000 years ago.
这个告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
科学是不断的来更改自己，改变自己的。
So we know that scientists is always refining its search.
但是呢，我们可以看到，其实很多圣经里面讲的道理啊，我们都已经知道了。
And we know that whatever the scientists has come out, we already have learned them from the Bible.
科学来给它证明而已。
And what the scientists did is merely to prove
the point. 所以神呢，并不因为说你信就有，不信就没有的。
So,The existence of God is independent of your belief whether there is or not, there is not.
最后有人可能觉得我现在那么忙啊，哪有空来拜神啊？
And lastly, there are some people who hold the attitude that I'm so busy, where do I find the time to come and worship God?
不自生焉自死呢？
And I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. What more is there to care about after death?
这个观念也需要改正。
You have to switch your attitude.
如果我们搞不懂我们以后永生的归宿在哪里，
If you don't even know what's going to happen to you after you die,
我们今天活着有什么目的呢？
What's the point of living at present?
难道每天就只是为了吃饭而活着吗？
Are you just making a living every day and just live for the sake of living?
最后我们来看这个传道书第三章。
Lastly, let us look in the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第三章第十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter
3,
verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has there. God has done from beginning to end.
这里说神的作为啊, 人没有办法完全了解。
Here it says that a man cannot understand the works of God.
但是神要人来寻找他。
But God wants man to go seek him.
怎么寻找他呢?
How does he want man to seek him?
神就好像一个写 program 的那个写程式的一个人一样啊。
It's just like a person who God is like a person who is writing a program.
神把永远这个观念放在我们里面。
He has already set this eternity in the hearts of men.
其实人所看得见、所摸得到的东西啊，没有一样是永远的。
But truly, anything that man can touch, can see, they are not everlasting.
你看这个会堂可以存在几年？
Let's just look at this chapel. How long can you see this chapel last? Maybe 100 years later, it will still be around.
1000年之后还可以在吗?
How about 1,000 years later?
可能不在了。
Maybe not.
所以没有东西是永远的。
So nothing in this world is everlasting.
但是每一个民族里面, 每一个文字里面都有永远这个字。
However, in all languages, in all different culture nations, there's this word, eternity.
为什么古埃及人要盖金字塔呢?
Why is that the ancient Egyptian will build a pyramid?
为什么荀子王要盖兵马俑呢?
Why is that the Emperor Qin, he will build himself many warriors, sculpture?
因为他们都知道生命不因为死亡而结束。
Because they know that life does not just end with death.
所以我们都要来认识这位神。
And that is why we must come to know and study this God.
这是我们人生最重要的目标。
This is one of the most important goal of our lives.
其实他离开我们都不远。
In actual fact, God is not far from us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友。
Dearest brothers and sisters and friends.
我们可能已经在这个世上活了一些年日。
Maybe we have lived this many years in this world.
我们现在就要来搞清楚这个问题了。
But today we must ponder on this question.
一起来寻求神。
That we must all seek God together.
这篇正道都到此。
My sermon ends here.
愿荣耀归给主耶稣圣名。
May all glory unto the name of Lord Jesus.
现在我们就请诗班来给我们。